Can you hear me? You're not sleeping, are you? Aw, don't be frightened. I always forget humans aren't used to voices in their heads. I promise you it's okay. Who am I? Let's say I'm a guardian angel of sorts. Don't worry, you're not in danger. Quite the opposite. I don't usually interact with mortal men at all, to be honest. I'm a guardian of women, to be specific, of their sexual needs. All women know me without knowing me. I'm the burning lust between a woman's legs. I'm a girl's impulse to put on that short skirt, that low-cut dress. I'm the voice that whispers in a married woman's ear that her husband will never find out. For countless moons, my otherworldly presence has ensured the women of this land experience enough sexual pleasure. But sometimes, I use a male mortal to help me out. That's where you come in, sexy mortal boy. Lend me your body for one night, and I promise there will be a reward in it for you. Interested? I knew you would be. If you are to serve as my avatar and share in my powers, I need you to open your mind to me. All you have to do is relax. Lie down. Spread your arms and legs in whatever way you feel comfortable. Breathe in and breathe out. As our bond begins to grow, you feel all the stress begin to leave your muscles. Take a deep breath and hold it. Slowly breathe out. As you breathe, you become more and more calm. As you breathe, our bond becomes closer and closer. That's right. Give in to me. Let me guide all the tension from your arms and legs. Breathe in. Hold it. And breathe out. While you are relaxed, you start to feel my power grow inside you like a warm sensation. The more tension and stress leaves your body and mind, the stronger this power becomes. Breathe in. Hold it. Breathe out. I don't have to tell you where you'll feel my power, because you already know. You feel it inside your cock. Together, we will undertake a journey tonight. Breathe in. Hold it. Breathe out. As that journey progresses, you won't be able to focus on anything but the pleasure building in your cock. I will use that cock, and you will use it. But you won't be able to orgasm until I give you permission. There will be moments when you won't be able to stand it. But I promise you, it'll be well worth it. As you let go of your thoughts and focus on the sensation building in your cock, our bond tightens. As you lie and unwind, you start to feel like you're drifting. It's because you are. Just like me, you are no longer connected to your physical environment, or even your physical body. You are a consciousness. A force, and you can go wherever you please. Just like the wind you can hear outside. You and I are that wind. Together we sweep through the streets and across the rooftops. We blow through trees and rush down alleyways. We rise up against windows and whoosh down across balconies. Now night has fallen, and you and I float effortlessly through the city. Do you see the people on the sidewalks? Some are in a hurry, others just stroll along. Some stop in front of shop windows, others are walking home from work. You and I are watching all of them. At the corner shop, we see a girl smiling as she hands a customer his change. She must think he's cute. Across the street, a brunette is tying her hair into a ponytail. She's going for her daily run, and she loves how men turn their heads when she does. In a nearby bar, a group of sorority members order their first round of beers. With those dresses, I bet they'll get some attention tonight. Some women in this city are busy, and others are carefree. But none of them know what pleasure we will bring them tonight. Look at that blonde leaving her office, getting into her car. Do you think she's hot? We can watch her if you like. She's driving home, but she looks a little absent-minded. I'll let you in on a secret. Her name is Laura, and she's been horny all day. My, my. Look at Laura's hand under her skirt as she stops for the traffic light. Couldn't she wait until she gets home? She's turning the corner onto her street now. She bites her lip as she turns the steering wheel, her nipples poking through her top. They rarely get so desperate so quickly. As the car comes to a halt on her driveway, she throws her head back. Both hands dive between her legs. Are you going to let a beautiful blonde like Laura get herself off by herself like that? I don't think so. You're next to her in the car now. All she has eyes for is your big, hard cock. She wraps her hands around it and moans. Fuck. She needs it bad. Jerking you off on the driveway where anyone could walk by and see, it turns her on. When she pulls off her top, you don't waste a second grabbing her gorgeous tits, fingering her hard nipples as she jerks you up and down, slowly, then faster. A hot blonde sitting topless in her car, her fingers wrapped around your rock-hard cock. Imagine if you hadn't accepted my offer tonight. Laura wants you inside her already, but we're going to tease her a bit more. Push her panties aside and stick your fingers inside her pussy. She's quivering. She's soaking wet in her car chair. She was so close already, and feeling how hard you are almost drives her over the edge. Keep going, sexy boy. Rub her clit now. You're making her come. Laura lets go of your cock to brace herself as her orgasm starts to wash over her. She's shaking. She rarely comes so fucking hard. But what about you? Don't you need it too? She pulls you out of the car, into her garage. Beautiful blonde Laura wants to return the favor. But you and I have different places to be. And we drift on. We rustle the leaves of the trees as we blow through the street. A cafe is illuminated by dozens of colorful lights, but all the customers have left. It's just pretty petite Gabby sweeping up the floor now. She waits tables here 5 nights a week and always gets the biggest tips. Is it because of that ass, you think? Or is it that cute smile? I'm sorry, sir, we're closed, she tells you. We open again in the... Gabby stops mid-sentence. She realizes how badly she wants your cock in her mouth and drops to her knees. She gasps as she sees how hard you are. and pretty Gabby even fit it between her cute little lips? She starts sucking you. Slowly at first, taking only the tip. She has one hand tightly wrapped around the base of your cock as she starts taking you deeper. Her head bobs up and down as she takes you in and out of her hot, wet mouth. Do Gabby's slutty lips feel good on your cock, sexy boy? You're not getting close, are you? I did say I need you for the whole night. In and out. Sucking faster now. You moan and grab a fistful of Gabby's hair, guiding her head up and down your shaft. Such a cock slut. I think she wants you to come on her face, sexy boy. She's jerking you off now, eagerly sticking out her tongue. Will you give her what she needs? All over her face, over her pouty lips. No, I'd better take you away. We wouldn't want you to come already, would we? We drift on, leaving pretty Gabby on her knees. Don't worry. I'm sure her boyfriend will give her a big load on her face later. We float away from the cafe and its colored lights, over the trees and into the night. In a fancy neighborhood, Denise is getting ready for ladies' night. She looks damn good for 45, and she makes sure her tight dress shows it. As she puts on her lipstick, she thinks about the young guys she flirts with whenever she's out with her husband. If only he could satisfy her, then maybe she wouldn't fantasize about cheating so much. If only he appreciated her round breasts, long legs, and tight ass, then maybe she wouldn't have opened the front door for you. But here she is, slipping off her dress to show off her sexy black lingerie. See-through stockings and high heels emphasize her long, shapely legs. You sense my power growing between your legs as she slips off her bra, exposing her beautiful, mature breasts. When the silk panties come off, the sight of her shaven pussy makes you even harder. You bend the hot MILF over the dinner table and spank her hard. She moans and begs you to pound her like the cheating whore she is. You grab her hips and thrust deep inside. You start slow, but she pushes back into you. She wants you to fuck her deep and hard. Relentless pounding, in and out, hot and wet, so tight. So fucking good. Fucking her harder now. Thrusting deeper. Denise has been so desperate for cock for so fucking long. Pulling her hair, making her take that dick. In and out. In and out. Fuck yes, be rough with her. Fuck her from behind like her husband never could. Pound her. The sight of Denise bent over the table, her hips and hair in your hands, is almost enough to make you come. But I need you to stay hard, baby. Don't come yet. Don't come like Denise, as her mind goes blank from pleasure. I bet you'd like to know if her ass feels just as good as her pussy, wouldn't you? Or maybe you'd like to get her on her knees. Make her fuck that big cock between her MILF tits until you come. Hold that thought, sexy boy. I need you to stay close to the edge. By the time Denise starts begging her husband to punish her for being such a slut, we've already moved on. Two streets down, girly laughter breaks the silence of the starry night. It's the locker room of the college volleyball team, and the girls just finished their game. A sultry redhead unclasps her sports bra as she tells the rest of her story. And tonight, he was staring at our asses the whole game. This coach is such a creep. A curly brunette bends over to slip off her knee pads. Come on, Sadie. With these tight yoga shorts, who can blame him? Pale, raven-haired Gwen is the first to notice you watching them undress. Hypnotized by your presence, she lifts up her team shirt to reveal her perky breasts. She moans as you suck on her nipples. A locker room full of pretty faces and fit bodies. Who will you fuck first? Yoga shorts are peeled off. Bras and panties are thrown on the ground. A busty blonde takes your cock between her tits, jerking you tight, making you throb. The redhead and brunette take their turns with their slutty mouths. Who can take you deeper? Pale Gwen spreads her legs for you on the floor. She's so hot and wet, fucking her deep. Now the blonde riding you, tits bouncing up and down as you fuck her, in and out, riding you so hard, riding you just like the redhead who moans as she comes on your hard dick. Pushing the brunette against the wall, fucking her ass. Fucking her cunt. All the girls want you. All the girls lust for your big, hard cock as they suck you off. Dig you deep as they ride you, as you slap their asses, suck on their tits, and fuck them on the floor. Gwen begs you to come in her tight cunt, but the sexy redhead wants it all over her tits. The blonde whispers you can come anywhere you like, even in her ass. So hot. So close now, aren't you? But I like driving you to the brink, sexy boy. It's exactly where I need you to be tonight. We drift from one place to the next. Everywhere women moan and beg for more of your hard cock. You can barely keep them apart anymore. The long, hot night is becoming a blur. In a nearby hospital, a naughty nurse is on a lonely night shift. She's so wet and tight for you, and she wraps her legs around you to take you even deeper. She needs it even more than you do. In another neighborhood, two sisters fight over your throbbing cock. One has the juiciest butt, the other the cutest, perkiest breasts. Neither can get enough from riding that hard dick. In a dormitory nearby, a seductive French exchange student steps into the shower. You're so incredibly hard as you bend her over, fucking her from behind. The hot water rushes over you, pleasure washing over her. The whole building hears her moans as you relentlessly pound her quivering pussy. Is she making you lose your mind, sexy mortal boy? Busty women with long, slim legs. Petite girls with pouty red lips and seductive smiles. Virgin schoolgirls, horny housewives. Who knows how many you're fucking tonight? How many have tasted your cock? How many are riding you with bouncing tits, fucking you with hot mouths and wet pussies, tight asses, and orgasm after orgasm? You've been so good for me tonight, sexy boy. So good to help me bring pleasure to all these women. It's time for a sexy reward, don't you think? Back where I found you now, in your own bed, your cock rock hard, so desperate for release. You almost wonder if tonight was a dream, before I materialize in front of you. If Lust had a body, it would look like this. No mortal has ever lasted this long with me. I'm amazed you haven't fainted yet. Your heart pounds in your chest as I climb on top of you. You've never seen a woman so beautiful, so sexy. My long hair just covers the nipples of my perfect breasts. You moan and a seductive smile forms on my red lips. Your hands on my ass cheeks. You pull me close. You're so hard, so horny now. You want to come. You need to come. I place my hands on your chest and lower myself on your cock. You've never felt a pussy that was so good, so wet and hot and tight. Excruciatingly slowly, I take all of you inside of me. Get ready for the ride of your life, sexy boy. I start to pick up the pace, giving you pleasure like no mortal woman ever could. Up and down, in and out of my heavenly pussy. My bouncing breasts are hypnotic, driving you ever closer to the edge. Oh, fuck, baby. Your cock is so good, so big and hard for me now. You've been so good for me. Fuck me however you want, baby. Grab my ass. My tits. Pull me down onto you. You've lost all sense of time and space. There's only pleasure. Only the excruciating need for release. All women in the city feel it. All of them need it. Horny schoolgirls want you to come inside me. Cheating housewives demand that you come inside me. Sexy college girls are begging you to come inside me. I need you to come inside me to fill me with your load. Come for me, baby. Come. Come on. Come for me. Come for me. Be a good boy. Come for me. Come for me. Thanks for helping me out tonight, sexy boy. Maybe I'll visit you again sometime.